You're listening to SBS News.
The country's top spy agency, ASIO, has confirmed it has been actively investigating reports Chinese intelligence figures attempted to install a Chinese agent into the Australian Parliament. Today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison responded to the allegations.
I find the allegations deeply disturbing and troubling. And I refer you to the Director General's statement, which said that these matters were already under investigation. And those investigations are continuing. I would caution anyone leaping to any conclusions about these matters. That's why we have these agencies. I'm not, but I do find the allegations troubling and disturbing.
Melbourne car dealer Nick Zhao was allegedly cultivated by Beijing to run as a Liberal Party candidate before being found dead in a motel room in March. Prime Minister Morrison stressed his government has taken steps to combat the threat posed by foreign interference.
Australia is not naive to the threats that it faces more broadly. And I mean more broadly. More broadly. And that's why we strengthen the laws. That's why we increase the resources. That's why we established the Department of Home Affairs to bring together all of this in a single portfolio.
The cause of 32-year-old Mr. Zhao's death has reportedly not been determined. But he had allegedly contacted ASIO about being approached by a Chinese espionage ring to run for Parliament in Victoria's seat of Chisholm, where he was a Liberal Party member. Senator James Patterson, who was recently denied a visa to China over criticisms of the Chinese Communist Party, called the allegations profoundly disturbing.
It is difficult to imagine anything more serious than the suggestion that an Australian citizen who was a Liberal Party member had pressure put on him to run for Parliament, to be an agent of a foreign government, and that person is now dead.
One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson shared a similar sentiment.
It distresses me. And for national security, something we have to be very mindful of and make sure that hopefully it doesn't happen. We know that China's infiltrated our parliament, don't we?
In a statement, ASIO Director General Mike Burgess said the matter is currently the subject of a coronial inquiry. The allegations come alongside separate revelations by Channel 9's 60 Minutes of a man claiming he is a Chinese spy seeking protection in Australia. Wang Li Qing has reportedly provided ASIO with details of how China's senior military intelligence officers fund and conduct political interference operations in Hong Kong, Taiwan and Australia. Australian authorities are now considering his request for political asylum over fears of retribution, but Chinese police argue the man claiming political asylum is a convicted fraudster. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister announced a $537 million funding package in response to the Aged Care Royal Commission, which called for urgent action.
I said at the time that I believed it would be a very uncomfortable exercise for all Australians as we listened to the stories and were shocked and disturbed at the treatment of our older Australians in their moments of greatest vulnerability.
His three-pronged plan hinges on increasing the number of home care packages by 10,000 places. More than $25 million will go towards implementing new restrictions and education on the use of medication as chemical restraints, and $10 million will go towards dementia training. But those in the sector, including Ian Henschke from National Seniors Australia, say it doesn't go far enough.
And I think we're still neglecting the problem. This is only a very, very small part of the solution. When you've got 100,000 people waiting for an aged care package and you give them 10,000 packages, that's not really acceptable.
Last year, 16,000 people died waiting for a home care package. Labor's Shadow Ageing and Seniors Minister Julie Collins also says it is not good enough.
This is but a drop in the ocean to what is required from the government. It is not acceptable to say we need to wait when the Royal Commissioner's number one urgent priority in its interim report was to fund more home care.
The home care packages will be rolled out from December. Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.